This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for March 18th.
The Tri-City TipsNet, calling the Tri-City TipsNet for Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is KC1KW. My name is Jerry, and I am located in Preston. I'll be your net control station for the evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check in into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. The net operates on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced radio amateurs. The purpose of the net is to, 1, provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we will go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. The first section is open net with rounds of questions and comments as just described. The second section is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. The third section is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure that no one else has called in at the same time as you have. Then, slowly, give your call sign phonetically, along with your name, location, and if you have a comment or a question. This is Jerry, KC1KLW, your net control station for this evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
This is Kilo One, Delta, Charlie, Tango, Dave, and Preston. No questions or comments at this time.
Good evening. This is Kilo Alpha Six, Papa, Delta, Golf. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich, and I have a question about filtering tonight.
Here is Kilo Charlie One Tango Whiskey Romeo, Sim City of Proctor with a small comment.
Well, okay, we have a nice little round of check-ins, and we're going to go through the follow-up. Give me a second here. All right, so Dave, K1DCT, and you have no questions, but have you got any comments?
Well, you know, I always have some reason to shoot my mouth off, but I'll wait until things get stirred up a bit here, and then I'll jump in. I'll hold my comments until a more disturbing time. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, Dave, thank you kindly. And now we're going to go to KE6PDG, Kevin, in Norwich. And let's hear your questions about filtering.
All right, well, thank you, Jerry. Nice to hear you running the net this evening, and good evening to all present. Maybe we'll have some more check-ins. So I got wondering, there are different kinds of filters that hams like to use. I'm thinking particularly of HF. As I sit here in front of my ICOM 7200, I'm very happy with this radio for a number of reasons, but one of them is it has so many options for filtering, so you can just tune in on that hard-to-hear signal. It has two adjustable IF filters, it has a noise blanker, it has a preamplifier, it has AGC, it has wide and narrow, and it has a notch filter. So my question this evening, because I've been making a lot of use of the notch filter, it seems to be my favorite right now. And even though I've been on HF up and on over the years, I've never really had a notch filter that was easy for me to use. This one is easy to use. And my question is, how does a notch filter work? What does it do? How does it function? What is it doing when I turn the knob? And it occurs to me that maybe this was on a license exam somewhere along the line, but I haven't taken a license exam in a long time, and so if I ever learned what a notch filter does or memorized what a notch filter does, I don't remember. I'll tell you that when turning the knob to adjust the notch filter, it kind of sounds like it's creating a phase distortion. It's kind of interesting. So I'm guessing that as you turn it, it's notching in and out different frequencies. But I'd like to know a little bit more about how a notch filter works. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, thank you, Kevin, very much. I forgot to step one step here. Let me acknowledge the check-ins. That would be KD1. DCT, Dave, and K6PDG, Kevin, and KC1TWR, Tim, and NK1V, Steve. Thank you, guys. And, all right, so now we can go down to Tim, KC1TWR. Tim, what have you got for us tonight?
Thank you for doing the net this evening. And I just raced to the door and got here just as you were finishing the preamble there. The small comment I was going to make, if anybody's been watching the Aries groups.io, it looks like Charles Moat got hacked and sent an email out to all the Aries groups asking if we had an Amazon account. The email address that it was sent from apparently may not have been his. So anyhow, if anybody gets an email from Charles Moten and asks, you know, Do you have any of us on account? Do not reply. It was Zach. Come here, sir. Okay, notch filter, if I remember right. You know, just like they put a notch in a piece of wood or something. The question here then would be, is it a notch that blankets out everything on either side of what you're trying to listen to, or is the notch filter actually just blanketing out one signal that's, you know, coming in on where you want to be? So that's what I remember so far, and I'm going to stick with that for a moment and pass it back to net control in case you went TWR.
Thank you, Tim, KC1TWR. And now we go to KC1 Victor, Steve, in Coventry. Good evening to you, Steve. Have you got a question or a comment?
Good evening, Jerry, in Rios. It's NK1V. I don't know. Ooh, nothing new. Yeah, the notch filter. I have a 3100 and I have a 756 Pro 3. Both are similar because they're both ICOMs and similar to Kevin's radio. But the 756 is a little more handy. You know, it's got a lot more adjustability to it. It's less portable, more of a. And the notch filter. I think Tim's kind of right. It takes I believe it dumbs out everything to the before and after what you're trying to get, you know, blanks it out. I sometimes play between that and the bandpass filter because it almost seems like they're kind of doing the same thing, but the notch filter seems much easier to use. It's more automated. It's kind of like a one-knob thing where the bandpass, like on my 756, is two knobs, and you kind of can bring the filtering in and out from the two sides. So I'm not 100% sure, but I do know that in some cases the notch filter, sometimes the auto notch is the best, but other times I'll do it manually, and other times the bandpass works better. So I don't think they're that dissimilar. Back to that, NK1B.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for the comment. And at this time, I'm going to make another call out for any additional check-ins. Do we have any other check-ins? Please call now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to continue. We're going back to the top of the batting order here. We're going back up to K1DCT. Dave, have you got any new insights? KC1KLW.
Hi, this is K1DCT. Well, let's see, Kevin brought up notch filtering, and then Steve said about bandpass. So the difference is, and I'm not a filter expert, and I don't even play one on TV, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express either, but bandpass, you can think about it, it's kind of squeezing in from the sides until you're passing just that little sliver of hopefully what you can still understand. The notch filter, as Tim alluded to, it's like putting a notch in a piece of wood. So what you tune that notch filter for will take it right down, I don't know what it is, 60, I think about 60 dB or something, which is a significant amount. And the auto notch works good, and if you manual, so if you've got an adjacent station, you can try the bandpass, but of course, a little sneaking in there, but if you can get the notch on that adjacent station, you can really take them right down to the floor. And so That's how I use the notch and the band pass. If if I'm in that situation, most of the time I'm not. So, as I said, all disclaimers. I'm not a filter expert. Not valid in all states, and all that kind of stuff. Back to that, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your comments. All right, now we can go to Kevin, KE6PDG. How are we doing out there, Kevin?
Just fine, and thank you all for the comments. I don't want to forget to mention for Tim, your audio is pretty good, but you do have a lot of white noise on your signal, so I don't know if you have a higher power you can use, Tim, maybe. I don't think it's your audio, it's your RF signal, maybe it could be a little stronger. But anyway, yeah, thanks for the input there, particularly Dave, but the others as well. And that gives me some stuff to chew on there. As I say, the radio is pretty flexible, and I'm continually learning and experimenting and so forth. And maybe others have different filtering techniques that they like to use. And now that I'm getting into CW a little bit, that's giving me a whole new level of experimenting with the filters, and that's kind of fun. I say I'm getting back into CW since I've had the Keir. I've had, I think, 2 QSOs. But that's better than nothing. And I will be getting a mouse pad this Friday so I can get the Keir from no longer sliding around on the table. But yes, thanks for the information. It was helpful. KA6PDG, back to the net control, dude.
Well, thank you, Kevin. All right, KE6PDG, thank you very much. All right, and now we go to KC1TWR. Tim, have we got any new insights for the evening?
Okay, I'm boosting this up to a higher power, so hopefully it'll come through a little bit better. Thank you, Kevin, for letting me know that. I will say that I am now cheating and looking on the... Yeah, that was me mishandling the mic. Anyhow, a notch filter is also known as a band stop filter or band reject filter. Filter rejects or attenuates signals in a specific frequency band called the stop band frequency range and passes signals above and below this band. So, that's what it's used for. And I remember in class... that this was described as if you're trying to talk to somebody and there's somebody very close to you who has a much stronger signal that's bleeding over into the conversation you're trying to have, you can use the notch filter to attenuate the overcoming signal so you can get your signal back and forth, or rather be able to receive on it. And that's what I remember about that. And I'll put it back to net control so they can go around and people can tell me if I'm wrong or not. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. And now we're at the bottom of the order, and we're going back to NK1V. Steve, have you got any other insights for the net tonight?
Thank you, YV. Nothing really new. I do generally like Dave's explanations, and he doesn't give himself enough credit. He just has a way of explaining things. I don't know, maybe he has a similar mind to mine, but I can't seem to get the words out, but he gets them out, and I seem to be able to absorb them. Very true, and Tim's information there. Yeah, something I don't, I do... Like I said, my 7100, especially when if I'm doing portable things, you know, on the 7100, everything's just kind of on. You can get in there and make adjustments, but they're more on-off with the notch and the band pass and stuff. And then it has a regular just 1, 2, 3 filter that's kind of preset stuff that you can adjust and then leave it. But I do like, if I'm really digging for something on the, at home, there's a... The noise reduction is kind of, I guess that is just blanketing, just getting rid of all the, you know, trying to eliminate, I should say, noise across the entire spectrum that you're, you know, set for. But it does help. I know both of mine have an adjustment for the level, and too much of that will just, you'll hear nothing. And then the blanker is, the only time I ever use that is mobile, is, or if I'm near someone's cattle fence or something, it does help with those kind of little constant repeating noises. And I got nothing new, so we'll see what comes around next round. Back to Matt and K1B.
Okay, well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. And K1B, appreciate that. All right, so this is the last call for the first section. This is KC1KLW Net Control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Before we start section two with announcements, are there any additional check-ins? Please call now. All right, hearing none, I think we're going to start section two, announcements and items of interest. We will now start the second section of the TipsNet. Does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events and items of interest? Please call now.
KC1TWR.
KA6PDG.
All right, the net recognizes KC1TWR and KA6PDG. Let's go with Tim, KC1TWR.
Okay, first off, I wanted to make sure everybody was aware that the RACON meeting this month will be held at its usual time. However, it will not be at the firehouse in Norwich. Nobody will be there if you show up other than yourself, so don't go there. Unless you want to get on the air there, because the meeting will actually be held on the 146.73 repeater, the RACON repeater. We'll start at 7:30 as the club, that's the usual starting time for the club. And Chuck W1FJW will be net control and run it very similar to how he runs the meetings, which will be good. Let me reset. I also wanted to make mention of the fact that the O Niantic, which is supposed to be this Saturday, has been canceled. So thank you to all those that did volunteer. And the Niantic Bay Boardwalk 5K, which is usually was scheduled for April 26th, has been postponed to October. More data to come out on that. And we will see if any of the events in May get postponed as well or canceled. Let me reset. And actually, I think that's all and of course, with all the restaurants being closed, the breakfast Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, will not be inside of Old Times. I suppose you can sit in the parking lot and imagine the food or place an order and sit in your car, but that's not going to happen, and I don't think the one Saturday at the Uncasville Diner will happen either, unfortunately. But maybe we can think about having a breakfast net for either of those. Just a thought. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, thank you, Kevin, Tim. And now we go to KA6PDG. Kevin, it's now your turn.
All right, thank you very much, Jerry. And Tim, interesting you mentioned a breakfast net. There is a breakfast net on 75 meters early in the morning, but it's not local. It's sort of wide area. Okay, so a couple of things. We've got the RACON meeting on the air tomorrow night. The RACON auction, April 25th, is still scheduled to be on. However, I'm told that will be a topic of discussion tomorrow night. So perhaps a decision will be made on that. The other two items I want to mention that are coming up are the two VE test sessions. The first one will be on April the 14th, April 1-4, at 6 p.m. That will be at the Red Cross Chapter Building in Montville, 1031 Route 32, April 14th at 6 p.m. There is also now a VE test session scheduled for May 30, Saturday, May 30, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that will be at the Norwich Free Academy in the Latham Science and Information Center building, usually called the Latham Building, room number 1101, room 1101. Enter through door number 14 on the north side of the building. That's a ways off, but we want to get it on people's calendars, and hopefully by the end of May, other things in the world will be quieted down. But right now that is scheduled, and we hope to get some of the NFA kids licensed, but it is open to anybody wishing to take a license exam on Saturday, May 30, 10 in the morning, over at NFA. End of my announcements, KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, KA6PDG. And this is KC1KOW. Do we have any other announcements or upcoming events to be announced for us? Okay, hearing none. I think that was supposed to be a call. Please call now. Check it. All right. I don't think we have any check-ins, so we're going to go to the third section. We're going to do, not for the third section, we're going to do TipsNet. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or is looking for amateur radio-related items? Please call now. All right, hearing none, we're going to go to the next item here. It's the last call, closing the tips net. This is KC1KLW, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club weekly tips net. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now before we close the net. Okay, that was the last call. As we have no further check-ins, I'm going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all who have participated in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and thanks to all who have stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of the W1DX Salem repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is KC1KLW. Good evening and 73.